Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Ayin Zayin, Simen Shin Lama Dalad, Seif Tes Vov. Page Kuf Ayin Zayin, Simen Shin Lama Dalad, Seif Tes Vov. Shulchan Aruch on the last line over there. Matzilim Tik HaSefer Im HaSefer. You're allowed to save the bag, the pouch of a Sefer on the Kifei HaKodesh we're speaking about with the Sefer, together with it. But Tik HaTfilin Im HaTfilin on page 354, and you can save the pouch, the bag of the Tfilin with it. Again, with obviously the whole Simon talking about saving things from a fire. Alpha Pichayesh Pesach Mois, even if there's also money inside the bag. Buadin Leshah Kifei HaKodesh, and the same thing applies to other Kifei HaKodesh as well, not just, again, the Sifri HaKodesh as in the 24 books, but other Sifri HaKodesh as well. Even though you've got a pouch and it's also got money in it, you can save it altogether. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Gimel. Alpha Pichayesh, even though there's money inside. Even according to the first opinion we learned earlier in Sif Base, the Matilat Sil Mois Lechud Mepnei Adaleka, that even allows saving just money itself, doesn't have to be with other things. You can actually go and save money from a fire. Gamkein Nicha Hacha, even according to that opinion, it makes sense over here. The Kamash Malan, because what's the teaching over here? Is you can take actual money. So what's the Chiyush to say you can take a pouch with tefillin and money? The chiddush is you can even save the sefer with the money and with the pouch, and by taking it into a chotzer that does not have an eiv. You're not required to shake out the money. Because if you start spending time shaking out the money, then you might end up not getting the sefer out away, and it will catch fire before you get a chance to take it out. So we're talking here specifically about taking it into a chotzer that does not have an eruv. That's the chiddush. And again, as opposed to earlier in this space. So here there's no eruv, but in the chotzer you're taking it to. But the chiddush, you're not required to shake out the money because that delay might cause your ability to save the sefer to be lost, and the whole thing will end up burning. Sif Tez Zayin. Imeniach Tfilin Ba'Aunaki. Molly Mois, if you put your tefillin in a aunikhi, which is like a pouch full of money, yochal atzil mipnei adleika or mipnei aganovim vagazlonim lemokim sheyochal atzil atfillin. Any place you're allowed to save tefillin, you're allowed to save this pouch with money in a situation of, and we're listing more cases now, not just a fire, even when there are different types of thieves, and you're going to have the whole thing, you lose the whole thing, you're allowed to save it altogether. Some say that it's only allowed when you actually put it there, put the tefillin in the pouch with the money before Shabbos. So we'll see exactly what's going on in Mishnah Berurah. Quite a lot of details. So Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Mem Dalad, Lemakoyim Bechule. So you can take it again to a place that any place you're allowed to save the tefillin, you can take this to. What does that mean, even at any place? Even as we just mentioned in the previous sif, even to a chotzer where there's no eruv, taking it out from the house into a chotzer with no eruv, you're allowed to take it there. Memhei, and the second opinion says that, again, there are those that say it's only taking it, so it's only in a case when it was already there in the pouch before Shabbos. So what's the case over here? The money was in the pouch with the tefillin before Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no actual machlokes. It looks like a machlokes here because you have a yesh misha omer after the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Really, there's no machlokes. There's no two opinions here. Lekula alma asa lechatchil laniach tefillin etzal mois b'shasa deleka gedilah etzal mois. Everyone agrees that when the fire is already taking place on Shabbos, you can't put the tefillin together inside with the money so you can save the whole thing. You say, you know what? Well, I'm really saving the tefillin, I might as well save my money as well. So you take over the tefillin and put it in the pep in your big money bag, and you take it all out together. That the kula alma should not be done. If you're trying to do that on Shabbos, in a case when it did occur on Shabbos, but the fire did not yet take place, you put the tefillin next to the money in this pouch, and then the fire broke out. Definitely over there. When it's already been put there before the fire, you've been able to take the whole thing out together without shaking out the money. Ayin Shom. That's, again, he's referring us back to the Magen Avraham and the Taz. where the Gual comes out la'alocha, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ladei Rishoyne, Kam Lachatzchilem, Mutar Lanich Tfilin, Etzal Mois, B'Shas HaDeleikas, and Sham, that the first, again, the way the Gual understands it, it seems to be a Machlekes, and he's going like the primary opinion, the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that you can actually, when there's a fire, you can actually take the Tfilin, put it in the pouch with the money, and take the whole thing out. Right, that's the Pesach that the Gual takes, again, like the first opinion mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Sifkaten Memvov, Kishenicham Sham Me'er Shabbos, the Yesh Misha Oimer seems to say only when it was already there from before Shabbos. Hainu, Le'inin Shiyir Yochel Hatzilachot, Sheinim Reus. And specifically, we're talking here, in order to be able to save the whole thing, has to all be in the pouch together before Shabbos. That's what are you going to do with it? You're going to take it out into a chot that does not have an Eruv. But just take it out to one another, which is, you know, from your house to your garden, whatever, when there's no problem of Eruv here. Mevoy Lakamei, if you're Zion, just matirin afil al yedei kikar v'tirin kasher aniach olav b'shas hadeleika, that there are those who permit, even meaning to, again, you're taking it out to a shusha yochid, so you haven't got a problem with Eru, but you do have a problem of carrying muksa, that will be permitted by using a what's called a kikar tinuk, the kikar tinuk heter that we're going to learn about in the next sif, that you place a loaf of bread or child or some other item together with it, you carry it all out together, that at the time of the fire, if you did that, that would be permitted. We're going to see in the next sif what it's all about. There's a famous Gemara about using a kikar tinuk to transfer an item, transfer a corpse, that we're going to see now. This idea. Yud Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh matirim latzil diskia malea mois aledei kikar oy tinuk. There are those who permit saving a diskia, again, this is like some type of a pouch of money, by doing it via, together with a kikar or tinuk, a loaf of bread or a small child, mina deleika, or mina ganovim, a gadlan, to save this money from a fire or from different thieves. So what are you doing over here? There's no tefillin here. It's not like the previous sif where there's tefillin here. There's just a pouch of money. And according to this opinion, you can place a non-muksa item together with a muksa item, which is the money, and take it all out together to save it from the fire or the thieves. But now, so there's a problem of muksa here, there's no problem of hoitzah, there's a problem of muksa, as he's going to point out now. The dafka l'rishus ha-yochid, that's only because you're taking it into rishus ha-yochid. So again, there's two problems in these discussions, always, potentially. There's a problem of transferring to rishus that you're not usually allowed to take to, and the second problem of perhaps if you're carrying muksa, how do you get around that? So here he's specifically talking about all we've got is a muksa problem, and to solve the muksa problem, you can take it together with a kikar or tinuk, a loaf of bread or a child. That's because you're taking it to a shusha yochid. Avaloy lechotzer she'en ruvet, but to take that those items together to a chotzer that doesn't have an eruv, that would not be allowed. So he says here in the parentheses. There's like a star over here in parentheses. Marcilin masorim afilu lechotzer she'en ruvet. I'm not sure exactly how that fits into the sentence. I think is what they talk about it, even to a chotzer, right? As opposed to a tzaron that you can take even to a chotzer without an eruv. Here, when it's talking about money with a kikar or tinuk, you can only take it to a chotzer with into a private rishus of yours. Ola mavoi. Again, you cannot, again, just to go through this again, you've got your bag of money and you want to carry it with a loaf of bread or a child. There are those who permit that, but only because you're taking it into your own shusha yochid. But you cannot take it to a chotzer that does not have an eruv, nor can you take it to a mavoi, which is an alleyway, perish mokom shenichnasim emen lachatzeris, which is the central alleyway where you come from the courtyards around into that alleyway to get out into Rosh Hashanah. If you didn't make a shittuf mavois, right? Shittuf mavois when you it's similar to an eruv, but you're doing it on an alleyway level as opposed to an individual courtyard. We discussed these in the past, so I'm not spending time on it. Uvad shiyuk boy sholosh mechitzas v'lechi. In order to be able to, again, if you want to take it out into this was shusayacha that we spoke about. Again, you cannot take it to. We've got two categories now. You can take this pouch with the loaf of bread or child into. Was just a yochid, but not into a chotzer without an eruv, and not into a mavoi without a shittuf. Now, what are Rosh Hashanah we're talking about? It needs to have three walls and a lechi. Lechi, one of those vertical plates. You know, when you see the eruv lines, you see the string, you see the bottom, you see a lechi, a vertical. We've got a translation of vertical plates. A vertical plate they put there, not a plate, a plate. A board, what? A beam. Not a beam, a board. Beam not across the top, you're talking about vertical. A board, yeah. So three walls and a board, then you'll be able to carry out into that bush of Sayochid. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Mem Zayin. Yesh Matirim, there are those who allow. You can actually bring this loaf of bread, put it together with the pile of money, the pouch of money, and take it all out together. Even if the money is more important, more valuable than what you're bringing, like you bring a loaf of bread there, which is worth, you know, 5 shekel, and you've got a pouch of money, which is obviously much more, but you can still bring the loaf of bread and carry it all together. We don't say that the loaf of bread can be is something to be ignored compared to the money, as if you're actually just carrying money directly. We don't say that, and it's considered you're carrying the money together with the loaf of bread, and you're okay. Even though generally we say that just because you take a non-muksa item, put it on top of a muksa item, right, doesn't help you to be able to carry it. You're not allowed to carry muksa in that way. We don't say that usually. Because usually we only say, and this is what we, as I mentioned earlier, that the Gemara speaks out, you need to get a corpse out of a place where there's a fire. You can use a kicker or tinoik to transfer it. You put a loaf of bread on the mace or a small child, and you carry it all together. That's a special heter by a mace, by a dead body. You don't want it to go. You don't want to catch fire. But over here, since we're talking about, again, actually financial loss as a result of the fire, they will make all to apply the din here as well. Some actually, as we learned earlier in Sif Beis, you should have had this question that we mentioned in Mishnah Berurah today, that there's an opinion in Sif Beis that says you can take out muksa from a fire even without using other such clever tricks. You can just take muksa out from a fire. That, of course, would apply here as well. So, but we're following the more stringent opinion, saying, yeah, but only if you use a kikar or tinoik would you be able to take out the muksa item. Sifkan mem ches shalosh mechitzas lechi. To be able to carry out into Rosh Hashanah, it needs to have three walls and a vertical board. But if you don't have this vertical board, then you have to view this rishus like a karmelis, which is like a rishus of Rabban Durabonon. V'loi huta afile b'shvil svarim, and even to take out svarim would not be allowed. Okay, sif yud ches. A few short sifim coming up. Kosu yud ches. Kosu mishem goin. They wrote in the name of a great goin, which the Shivali Aleket. That Shemuta Loimalein Yehudi Latzil Svarim and Adeleka Afilu Derech Shazarabim, that you're allowed to tell a goy to save Svarim from a fire, even if he's going to need to take it through a Shazarabim. You're telling him to do a Malacha Doraisa for the sake of saving the Svarim. There are those who bring this halacha. That will be permitted. And we discussed the halacha, when can you tell a goy, when you cannot tell a goy to do Malacha on Shabbos, we spent time on in the past. Generally, you know, we spoke about telling a goy to do a Doraisa for the sake of a mitzvah, and almost no Rishonim allow that. Right? Bala Itto, the famous opinion, that allows that, generally not. And there's different levels of, so if you're telling a goy to do a Drabonon, so there's a number of cases we allow it. But here, you're telling to do a Doraisa, but the reason you're telling to do a Doraisa is to save the throne from a fire, then that would be permitted according to this opinion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mem Tes, the bottom of the right column. The Issa Drabonon of telling a goy to do Malacha is permitted, is waived in the situation of a disgrace to Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not only talking about like writing on a cloth with it, whether Sifrei HaKodesh, it even applies to like a Gemara or other Sfarim. You could tell a goy to do the Malacha Doraisa of transferring the Sefer out of the fire in order to save the fire, the Sefer from being burnt. There's a whole din about this, about what are you really doing? Is it really called a Doraisa? Even if a Jew would do it, is it really a Doraisa to take a safer and save it from the fire and take it out onto a street? You don't want it in the street, you just want it away from the fire. So many view that as a melacha shem sichel gufa, which is you're not doing the same act as with the same kavanah of the Mishkan, you're doing it to get it out of place A. You don't want it in place B, do you want to get it out of place A? There's what to talk about, la locha, and therefore it could even be that what the goy is doing is not a doraisa, it would actually be a drabanon, but he's keeping it simple, he's just saying you're allowed to tell a goy to take the svarim out from the fire, even though it would be taken to shisharabim. Sif Chof, no, sorry, Sif Yud Tes. in the Shulchan Aruch. Kol ma shemutzel hatzel mipnei hadaleika, anything you can save from the fire, mutzel hatzel mimayim umishar dvorim haim abdim. It's not only a fire, but anything else, such as flooding or something that would destroy it, you're also allowed to, the same rules apply. Not just a fire, any other way of saving it from something that would destroy it would be permitted. Sif Chaf in the Shulchan Aruch. There was no mishnah on that. Like the hagilyonim shelamalam or shelamata, which have been parsha to parsha, which have been daf to daf, or tenef a sefer to sefer sefer. Eimad sin loisam. If you have margins that are on the top or bottom of a sefer, or between one parsha and the next, or between one page and the next, or the beginning of the sefer or the end of the sefer, if you've got all these margins of a sefer. Now I don't know how you isolate them. We're going to see, but if you have a margin, in your house, you can't save the margin from the fire. Or the margarine from the fire. Now, how do you have a margin? Don't usually margins come with things that they are marginally separating from? So, what does it mean to have a margin you can't save? But again, the halacha is you can't any margins around Kisvei HaKodesh, you're not allowed to save. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun. Let's speed up a bit. I think hagilyonim, the margins, shenechtechu min a sefer, if they got cut off from a sefer, right? You had a margin of a sefer Torah, and this parchment that was blank around the sefer got cut off. So, oy shenimchak a sefer l'nishtaya boy pei hei oisius, or the entire sefer was erased except for a few letters, but there aren't 85 letters we discussed already in the earlier sefer. So you don't have your 85 letters that should still have Kedusha's sefer Torah, whatever. So shuv azale kedushtei shel haklaf, because then the Kedusha of the klaf goes away, shetachta v'gam, meaning the whole parchment itself loses its kedusha. V'gam shel gedyonim shesevivav, and also the margins around it, they lose their kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to save them if a fire broke out. Because the Maran b'tshuva, Maran writes in a tshuva shehaya takana b'cheirim shel lekat seitz gilyon sefer afilu kedei lechtoiv alav. There was a takana, it's like a cheirim, that you're not allowed to chop off parts of a sefer, the margins, from any of the Of Masas Binyamin, Simon Kuf, Herich, Alaginyonim, Shasvarim, Masas Binyamin speaks at length about what is the status of margins of Svarim. Shehakoshim, Hasvarim, Choitronoisam, Mashlichim. The people who tie the binders, if they come and bind a safer that's already got the safer's already been written, and they come down and start chopping bits off now to be able to bind. Is that okay or not? V'atam keren jenagu kach havilu keilu hisnur aleim mitchila. How can they do that? The answer is because since that's the norm, therefore it's as if they already made an inbuilt stipulation that these margins will not have kedusha. Ein sim kufn dalad sif ches imkain ein matzilim loisam. Therefore, if they don't have kedusha, you can't save them. V'agudim asechet sofim perik vav amachatech b'sorim b'chadoshim muter b'shanim aser. The rule is, when it comes to cutting off margins from a sefer, is if it's a new sefer that's never been used, hasn't been right. You might have written the Dvarim Shel Kedusha on it, but you didn't actually start learning from it yet. Then the margins don't yet have kedusha. But if it's an old sefer that's been used before, then the margins do have kedusha. It's the idea of hasmana, like designating something to have kedusha, but you didn't actually use it yet for kedusha. So the margins don't have kedusha unless you actually started to use the sefer. Once you used it, that's called old. Then you're not allowed to just discard the margins. Batam de bachadoshim kehisnu mitchila domi. The reason being that when you have a new sefer with its new margins, it's as if you made a stipulation. It's like a designation to be could have kedusha, but it has no significance in halacha. Once you learn from it, then once you learn from a sefer, then the margins of a sefer get the kedusha as well. So they already have kedusha now. You can't just throw them out. Okay, sif chof aleph. We've got that 1 minute. We try and do what we can do. Ha'apikosim. Are you trying to say that? Heretic is not really the translation, but. What? You can't say them either. That's the point of the sefer. You can't say them. Right. Apikosim. Can't say apikosim either. Apikosim. Heretics. Dahinu had. No, not just heretics. But adukim by avirus kinchavim. People, Jews who are clinging. They are. They're idolaters. Bechein mumurim la avirus kinchavim, or people who are. For that particular avera, they're into idolatry, although perhaps they do other mitzvahs, but they also are into idolatry. If they wrote any type of holy writings, you can't save those from a fire, and even on a weekday, you burn them, even though they've got the names of Hashem written in them. If a goy wrote a Bible, right, even in Hebrew, right, and it's got the Shem Hashem in it, you burn it. Okay, Sif Cotton Nun Aleph. Shekasu. Right, so we said they wrote Kifrei HaKodesh, but even the full, you know, proper halachic, so to, theoretically, halachic Sefer Torah, you wrote it in Ksav HaShuris and it's written on a parchment, written with proper ink. Doesn't matter. You leave it to be burnt in the fire, and in fact, you actually are supposed to burn them. Nun beis imas kois. Even with the name Hashem there, name of Hashem in the sefer, you still burn it. Kevin Jehem adukim. Since they are so clinging to avodah zarah, the idolaters, bevadai kosu oisam Hashem avodah kulim. You have to, for sure, they wrote it the Hashem avodah zarah. Mekanish lazir al oisam matboi. Now here's an interesting din. Al oisam matboi shel zarah v'kesef shetavu oisam adukim Hashem avodah kulim. When you have coins of gold and silver that were made by people who are over the Avodah Zarah, she'asurim litloisam ala sefer Torah. You can't hang these coins on a sefer Torah. V'gam ein lachzik oisam b'rishus. You shouldn't even own them. Eliyatichem miyad kedei shlo yeh shum zikaron ma'aseim. Rather, you should dismantle. We're talking about they wrote like their idolatrous holy things, whatever, on these coins. You shouldn't keep them. You should burn. You should just melt them down. Get rid of them. Goodbye. And here's an interesting shaila. Barav. We'll see in a minute from the Chavos Yoyi. But first of all, Rav Moreno Rav Yehuda Miller Nistapik Imutala Atichem. His questions: are you actually allowed to melt down these coins? Because maybe the ones who actually made the coins were not actually people who were involved in the Avodah Zarah. But here's an interesting shaila from the from Rav Tshuvas Chavos Yoyi. Simon Tezayin Mate. He permits the Chavos Yoyi. This is a few hundred years old. He permits Latich Amet Bayois to melt down the coins. Shel Shem Ben Dalad Yudke Vovke Shenasim Bemedinas Shvedin that are made in Sweden. The Swedish coins, they put Yudke Vovke on it. Apparently, a few hundred years ago, that's what they would do. You're allowed to melt them down, says the Chavos Yoyi. Mitam ki nitzbu l'hoitzim, because when they were printed, when they were made, havelahu ki ilu nichtu refeish l'shem chol. It's almost explicitly as if they were written with non-kedusha intentions. The chem mashu pimagodim, ayin cham. The Oid Kossi also writes, mashu noigim eva ki hilo kishim vachim chole, v'goivim mois, mikwal echad. When what do people do? They, in certain kehilas, they say a mishabeirich for a chole, and they collect money, which is like you're giving for this in the schus of the chayla from each person. And they take that money, the cup of money that you just raised. You know, you went around on a Monday, you did a mishaber for a chayla, and everyone gives their money as a schus for the chayla. You take that cup of money, put it in the own kodesh. They're not doing. It's not good to do that. Because you're not allowed to put a non-kodesh item into an own kodesh. You should not follow that minig. Adkan.